أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وأوحينا إلى موسى أن أرضيه فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that Allah azza wa jal wants to and intends to favor those people within the community and within the kingdom of Egypt who were held as weak ones and who were treated as the despised people of the community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to favor them. Allah wants to make them leaders in the land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to make them the inheritors of the land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we wish to establish them in the land, and we want to show Fir'aun and Haman and their forces, and make them realize and see exactly what they were fearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks of the moment when Allah azza wa jal inspired to the mother of Musa alayhi salam how she should deal with this fear that she had. We said that Musa alayhi salam was born in the year in which Fir'aun was butchering, and he gave the instruction that the newborn male offspring should be killed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes for us the moment when the mother of Musa alayhi salam did not know what to do with the child, because she knew that the obvious was going to take place, and her child will also be killed. So Allah Azza wa Jal says in ayah number 7, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ. We inspired to the mother of Musa. We put this idea into her heart. Here when Allah uses wahi, it is used in a literal sense and not in the technical meaning. The technical meaning of wahi is divine revelation from Allah, which is enjoyed by a prophet of Allah. And here, when wahi is used for the mother of Musa alayhi salam, it means an inspiration. Allah inspired to her. Allah put this powerful thought into her heart and into her mind. Something, naturally, that a mother would not do. But so powerful was that thought and that idea that Allah had placed in her heart, that she felt that that was the best thing to do. Even though apparently it seemed as if she was putting the child into danger. Allah says to her after she gave birth to the child, after she gave birth to Musa alayhi salam, an arbi'ih. Number one, suckle him, breastfeed him. Fa'idha khifti alayhi. And then when the time comes, when you will fear over him, you will fear for his life, that he will be killed, fa'alqihi fil yam, then take him and cast him, throw him into the river Nile. Now, will ever any mother adopt such an extreme measure for the protection of the child? Taking the child, placing the child in a box, and releasing the child into the river Nile. The river Nile is a huge river. If you stand on the banks of the river Nile, you will think that you are standing on the banks or on the shore of the sea. Such is this river, such a huge river. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of the heart. Allah is in control of the heart. If Allah wants an individual to do something, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the powerful idea and thought in the heart. And that's why we often make the dua, Ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Wa ya mutabbit al-qulub, tabbit qulubana ala deenik. We make the dua often, that, oh Allah, you are the changer of the heart, and you are the establisher of the heart. So, oh Allah, you change our heart in that direction that is, that will lead us to your obedience and establish for our heart upon your deen. So this is the control of the heart, and this is a manifestation of that control that Allah has over the heart. So Allah tells her, فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ, place him into the river Nile, cast him into the river Nile, وَلَا تَخَافِي, do not fear, وَلَا تَحْزَنِي, and don't be grieved. Don't be overtaken by sadness and sorrow. Inna radduhu ilayk. We will bring him back to you. We will bring him back to you. This is a promise that Allah made to the mother Musa alayhi salam, Allah places the thought in her heart that this child will come back to me. وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and we shall appoint him and make him one of the messengers. فَالْتَقَطَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًا وَحَزَنًا. And she acted upon this inspiration, this idea and thought that Allah had placed in the heart. And she released the child into the river Nile. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that on this end, on one end of the bank, you had a mother who was releasing her child into the river Nile, and on the other end of the bank of the river, lower down the river, there was another woman who was Asiya alayhi salam, the wife of Fir'aun, who really wanted a child. She really, really wanted a child. Why? Because Fir'aun could not father a child. Fir'aun could not father a child, and that's why Fir'aun and Asiya, they too did not have any children. As they were strolling, Fir'aun was strolling with the queen of Egypt, his wife Asiya, along the bank, they spotted a box in the river. And she pointed it out to Fir'aun, that there seems to be a box in the river coming our way, and eventually that box landed at the feet of Fir'aun. At the feet of Fir'aun. Look at the plan of Allah. That same child who he feared was going to one day take over his kingdom, that same child ended up at his feet, and there was nothing he could do to that child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْتَقَتَهُ فَالْتَقَتَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ. The family of Fir'aun picked him up. They retrieved the box from the river Nile. They opened the box, and therein there was this beautiful child, Musa alayhi salam, the newborn baby. فَالْتَقَتَهُ آلُ فِرْعَوْنَ. Allah says, the family of Fir'aun picked him up. لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًا وَحَزَنًا. So that he may one day become an enemy for them, and so that he may one day become a source of grief for them. And that's exactly what happened. Musa alayhi salam turned out to be the enemy, the biggest enemy of Fir'aun, and he became the biggest source of misery, sadness and sorrow for Fir'aun. Inna Fir'auna, Allah says, indeed Fir'aun, wa Haman, and Haman, wa junudahuma, and their forces, kanu khati'in, they were all mistaken. Never the